This is Christ the King Sunday. I guess you knew that, didn't you? You know, the church calendar is laid out in a way that we recognize and celebrate. Are you ever a king?
Was I ever?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you are. Huh? I went to Burger King yesterday or the day before, and I got me one of them Burger King crowns. And I left it on the counter this morning. So Betty said, ha ha, you want a crown? And she went back. This would be the crown that'll go on top of the Christmas tree later on next week when we do that. And it represents a king. Now we know no more in our world, or our, especially in our country, when the country broke away from England, and the king of England, some countries still have kings. England still has a king, but he doesn't have any power, so to speak. He's more of a, what do you call it, not symbolism, but that's it, thanks. And but there's countries that still have kings, and they have queens. So, but we don't do that anymore. So we do celebrate one king, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So this particular Sunday, we recognize that, and just wanted to say that, yeah, Travis is not a king. He don't think he is. And Judy and Teresa and I keep calling you Sharon, Sandra and Joanne One and Betty and Janie. You're all queens. Huh? Did you know that? And we fall under that because of what God has done for us. Because we become little kings and little kings in the world that we live in, but we salute and we praise and we worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But we're part of His kingdom. That's really neat. So as this Advent season starts next week, it's amazing, we'll start celebrating the birth of Christ. Now, we have history on our side, we have the Bible, and we know a lot of this stuff that took place. But the world didn't recognize him when he did come. And so sometimes the world don't even recognize him now as king, but he truly is King of Kings. So that says king, what we saw, Christ the King Sunday. So, I'll get it out. Yeah. Thank you.